Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi there, everyone. It's Jen. It's just me. We're actually on a little bit of a post-Thanksgiving break. Jess and I took the week off last week to spend time with our families, do the Thanksgiving thing. I can actually report that CND shellac gels, I do like the soft gels, CND held up through, I want to say 4 hours of total dishwashing time. I mean, I also helped cook, but that's not that tough on nails. And Eric's family does two Thanksgivings, Thursday and Friday. Then I visited some friends upstate and did all their dishes. I don't know. These gels are good. Sometimes the water gets in under the tip and they start to peel back. But here we are on like 2 weeks in with a lot of water wear and they are doing good. So I highly recommend them. Little mini razor wand that you didn't ask for. Okay, enough about my nails. We are fully into the festive time of year and bringing you a replay with one of the most glamorous makeup artists, Patrick Ta. I did this interview with him when his line first launched in 2019. I mean, you probably know him as a makeup artist to the stars like Gigi Hadid and Joan Smalls. He was not always that glam, as you'll hear he shares with me. He actually went from bankruptcy at age 21 to having his own line just 7 years later. And the line has been doing so well since I spoke with him during this interview. One of his most recent launches is a cream foundation that came out in August that people are obsessed with. I am too. It's so good. I don't know what's in there, but you will look dewy and flawless when you use it. So I hope you enjoy this little flashback with Patrick Ta. And Jess and I will be back to your regularly scheduled Fat Mascara programming next week. We'll do another replay interview on Friday, but we'll be back next week with a new episode dropping on December 7th. Guys, I have such a special treat. Patrick Ta is here because Jess couldn't be here. I was like, well, I just got to get the best of the best. Makeup phenom Patrick Ta. Hello and welcome.
Hi, how are you? I'm so excited to be here. This is my first podcast.
So you just launched your own makeup line at Sephora, but I have to go through a couple of your clients here before I start asking you questions in case anybody doesn't know how like exceptional you are. So we've got Shay Mitchell, Blake Lively, Chrissy Teigen, Olivia Munn, Gigi Hadid, Bella Hadid, probably some other Hadids, some Kardashians, Adriana Lima, who's truly the most beautiful person I've ever met.
She is truly like, she never gets old.
Can I pause us for a second here? She's probably the first supermodel I ever interviewed. I kind of was speechless when I, like, her face is just, what is up with her face? It's like otherworldly, right?
She's 37 years old and she looks like a fetus.
She looks the same as when I interviewed her, probably when she was a fetus. Anyway, gorgeous clients. The list goes on. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
I am so excited to be here.
Yeah, let's talk. Okay, so I read that you discovered makeup at 21, but correct me if I'm wrong, you're only 27 now?
So I am 28 now. It was just okay. My birthday. I celebrated in New York City.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
But still, that's what, 7 years of a makeup career? How did you get started in makeup?
I was doing makeup as a freelance artist in Arizona. So I used to have a tanning salon in Arizona. I know, like, I can't believe I did that. But back then I thought, like, this is going to be major. I'm going to make money. But it went so well, but then it also turned it went so bad. So at that point, I had a roommate that was a makeup artist at MAC Cosmetics, and she gave me a job at MAC, and I started working as a freelance artist there, and I became obsessed. So I was doing that for about a year, and then I realized that, like, I want to be in Los Angeles. I want to be living with all the gays. but I wanted to be in Los Angeles, but I never knew what for. So when I started doing makeup, it gave me a reason to be there. And when I first moved to LA, like, I was charging, and in Arizona, I was charging like $50 to $100. So, like, when I first moved to LA, like, I think, like, a good starting point would be like $75 for makeup. And I was like, I am killing it. I'm doing so good.
Like, you had thousands of clients. You're like, I'm so great. That is a low price point.
I know. I was like, this is great. Like, my life is great. I'm making such good money. I was like so young and I didn't really know, like, what the potential of being a makeup artist in Los Angeles could, like, become.
Well, let's talk about that. So the $75 charging, that wasn't celebrities at that point, right?
No, that was just like a lot of bridal makeup, special event makeup, girls getting ready for like castings or photo shoots. Okay. But I got most of my clients because of Instagram, and that's where I started.
Okay. So just to back up, it sounds like you never really had the traditional path of assisting on set, either editorially or assisting a celebrity makeup artist. Is that right?
No, I never did that. But I really wish I did, because I am one for always educating myself and always learning. And back then, that wasn't me. But the new me, I'm so into it. I want to learn everything. I want to soak up all the information that I can get. But back then, like, I wanted my hands on everyone. I was just so hungry to, like, make a name for myself. I had just come from living in Arizona that I had to, like, close my salon down. And it was just, like, a really, like, embarrassing time in my life. And it was a lot of pressure from my family and my parents, because my parents were the ones who co-signed on that lease for me. They were the ones who kind of, like, gave me the opportunity. And yeah. I just failed. So when I moved to LA, I really just wanted to, like, make them proud and not make them mad at me.
Right. Well, we talked right before we started. I was like, it's not a failure. It's a learning. It's a learning moment.
It's a learning moment. Honestly, like, if I didn't have that salon, like, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. And because of, like, that hardship, like, I, like, filed bankruptcy, like, when I was, like, 21. And when I moved to LA, like, I had no money, but, like,
you had to hustle.
Yeah. I really wanted to like rise up from that and like start a new life in Los Angeles.
I think you're doing okay.
But
I want to posit, like, maybe just because you didn't have a traditional assistantship with a makeup artist, there's other lessons you learned. Like, what, being in a retail environment and working on quote unquote real girls, do you feel like you have some skills that, like, someone who only has ever worked on models might not have?
Yeah, so when I was working at MAC, they would only give us 30 minutes to do makeup on just people that we've never met before. And it was our job to make them look beautiful, feel beautiful, and buy product. So to me, like, I was not good at that. They called me a diva artist. And a diva artist means that, like, they like to take an hour or more. And I took a good full hour when I was working there. So I was never fast at makeup. So, like, now that I have like all the time in the world, like, people give me 2 to 3 hours. I'm like, thank God, because if I only had like 30 minutes, you would probably be, you would leave not looking so great.
Can I just say, from being on set with makeup artists, 30 minutes is impossible. Like,
it's impossible.
The kind of makeup you're going to get is not sinking into the skin. It's not beautiful. It's just slapped on, isn't it?
It's just sloppy.
So I kind of was looking back on your Instagram because, I mean, Instagram's been around almost the length of your makeup artist career. And it seems to me that you have a special relationship with Shay Mitchell. She's sort of like a muse to you.
Yeah. So,
am I making that up in my head or is that
no,
true?
No, that's definitely true. And she has a big part in my launch as well. But Shay was my first celebrity client in Los Angeles. And I had moved to Los Angeles like about 6 years ago. And I met her 4 or 5 months after moving to LA. She basically gave me a platform. She gave me my career. She gave me a voice. And back then, like, I was obsessed with Pretty Little Liars.
So she was already on the show when you...
Yeah, she was already on the show. I was obsessed with Pretty Little Liars. Coming from Arizona, I know no celebrities, but I was like an avid watcher of Pretty Little Liars. So like, there's a difference between doing makeup for a celebrity and doing makeup for a celebrity that you're an actual fan of. And I called my mom when she started following me, like, my life is going to change. I swear, mom. And she's like, okay.
Shay Mitchell? I've seen your mom on your Instagram. Yeah. She's adorable, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So Shay has been my longest client.
Yeah.
And she has her energy and her... how she treats her glam people, how she treats everyone is honestly like just, it's so amazing. Like, it's just like an amazing feeling because like you feel like when you work with her, it's not work. She's always happy. She's always dancing, always joking. And she really like gives makeup artists and hairstylists or whoever is like whatever your craft is, like the time, because she respects it and she loves makeup just as much as I do. So she's always wanting to do different looks, always wanting to just try new products. And I learned so much from her because she gets her makeup done by the best of the best people. So I feel like every single time I do her makeup, I'm like, oh God. Like,
but she was like patient and kind in like bringing you along.
Yeah,
on
I feel
journey.
Like we both have grown together. So yeah. like what we thought back then was like, oh my God, we killed that red carpet. You look iconic. That is so beautiful. We look back and like, oh my God, we hate that.
That's actually something I was going to ask you. So over the last maybe 5 years, I've noticed that the look that you do has evolved quite a bit. How do you think it's changed as you've had more clients and as like makeup trends have changed?
I think when I first moved to Los Angeles, I did makeup that was very glamorous, very heavy. Just coming from Arizona, like, I wanted a full beat down all the time. And that's what, like, that is beautiful. If you're not wearing that, it's not beautiful. And then when I realized, it was actually my first time working with Joan Smalls. And that was just when she had a music video with Beyonce. And Sir John had referred me Joan Smalls. And she was my first, like, model. And I was like, oh my God, I'm doing a high fashion model. This is so iconic. I'm gonna go to the makeup store and like buy really natural makeup because I feel like she wants natural makeup. Mm-hmm. And so I go to the store. I get a foundation that I think that like this is gonna look so good. It was for the MTV Music Video Awards. And the day of, I'm like, I come in. I feel like I'm pretty confident. I start doing her makeup, and midway through, she looks at herself in the mirror and she's like, oh my God, like, there's just too much makeup. Like, she, like, starts freaking out. And she starts, like, taking her hands and, like, wiping off. I literally have a heart attack. And to me, like, that is the most natural makeup I've ever done in my life.
And she thought it was way too much. Oh, you must
and
be dying inside.
I was dying. And I just wanted to do a good job. But her eyes were finished. And she was like, okay, like, we didn't have that much time left. But she went and I left. I was like, God damn it. That was my one chance. And she left and went to the red carpet and her photos turned out amazing.
So she didn't actually wipe off that much.
That way, but she freaked out. And because like models don't wear a lot of makeup and
right.
I put a, like now that I look back at it, like I put a lot of makeup on her.
Right.
Because like everyone's perception of natural is so different. Like some people say natural is like full face, but like really like natural tones.
Shades and tones, yeah.
Yeah. But so She photographed amazing, and we've been working together ever since. So
I am going to go back and look at MTV Music Awards to see what she looked like. Also, you know what a camera is going to do. She's used to an editorial lighting. This is like a red carpet situation. It's slightly different, but you learned, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I definitely think she wears more makeup now than she did before.
I also feel like you have a look, and I need to know what the secret to this is. I was looking at all the girls. No matter the face shape of the client that you're working on, they leave your chair and they have almost this like heart-shaped face and a very feline like quality to their eyes and cheeks. Like their eyes look wider, their cheeks look higher and wider. What is the trick? What is going on there?
I really love like pulling out the eyes, like the eyeshadow, just because I feel like it looks like a little bit more sexy. I feel like round eyes are more for like, oh, I want to look cute today, but like I always want to make women look sexy and beautiful. So you feel beautiful and confident, and like you're able to like walk out and like, I am the shit. And but
so just pulling out the eye color, the liner, the lashes, and the
just pulling
outer
it out
corners?
Just to like stretch out your eye shape a little bit, just like gives you that like little facelift.
Like
And then as far as like the cheekbones, like, I am obsessed with glow. Like, I'm obsessed with glow. So by adding glow onto high points of your cheekbones or to like the peak of your forehead, it just brings dimension. So like when light hits those areas, it just brings dimension into the face, and you can get that more of like that heart shape look that you. I mean, I never noticed that, but yeah, I get that's what.
Well, because a lot of people used, I don't know, it seems like it was done with contouring more back in the, some other artists do it with contouring, but it feels like you don't even contour. It's all done with like light.
I don't honestly contour that much. I always contour a little bit underneath the foundation just because like I don't want any harsh lines, but yeah. I really love highlighting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We have to talk about your line.
This
so the name
moment.
Of your line, it just launched at Sephora, correct?
Yes.
What is the name of the line?
So it is Patrick Ta, but my first...
Where did you come up with that name?
Oh my God,
amazing.
I don't know. but the whole meaning behind my brand is, and I think a lot of like young gay guys can relate to this, but like growing up, I've always gravitated towards women like my mom, my sister, my best friends, because growing up, I knew I was gay, but I wasn't out to the world. But so women are the ones who make you feel comfortable in your own skin, because like maybe you do talk like a little bit more girly, or maybe you do want to play with dolls, or maybe you do want to play with makeup. Girls like to do the same thing. So like we all like relate to each other. So when developing my first beauty brand, it was my goal to create products to empower women to feel confident and beautiful in their own skin, in the same that women make me feel. Like women have made me feel comfortable since like day one. And
this is your gifts back to them, huh?
And like just doing being able to do these girls' makeup, like they gave me my voice. They gave me my career. So I wanted my first collection to be all about skin. So it's like comfortable in your own skin.
I'm getting, you guys, just so you know, I'm getting a first peek right here.
So I worked really hard on this. So I hope that you really like it. But
I saw some pictures beforehand, but like you doubled down on the glow, didn't you?
If you've seen any of my posts like recently, I've been like putting glow on all my clients. It's like chest and everything, and taking videos now because like you can really see this glow in photographed and videos.
And so, what product is that?
So what I'm first coming out with is, so the collection's called Major Glow. So I wanted to create Major Glow from head to toe. Mm-hmm. So my first product is my body oil. So this is the packaging.
Yeah,
and it's rose gold packaging. The back of it has an actual image of the body glow. But so this is the body glow, and
those are gorgeous.
It looks really good.
Why
under
did
sunlight.
You do an oil and a body thing and not just like a powder?
Just because I want everything to look wet. Like I want you.
So that's not a filter you put on your Instagram when girls are all glistening like that?
No.
I know, but it always looks so filtered to me.
How dare you?
No. Like that Kira Kira, like they'll hit the light in a certain way and it reflects.
She's throwing me shade, guys.
I am so not. I'm throwing you glow. Come on. So this is the oil.
So this is Major Glow body oil, and I am obsessed with it. Like I've been working. So everything that I'm coming out with, I'm so proud of. And like as a makeup artist, and like you as a beauty editor, you also like are probably sent makeup all the time.
We see a lot of product.
Yeah, we see a lot of product.
You do too.
Yeah, and you definitely are always. I mean, as like someone who is creating their own brand, like you're always comparing yourself to other things. So like it's taken 2 years. I have like okayed products. I'm like, and then something else has come out. I'm like, God
it's
damn it.
Similar.
I need to make something new.
Or make it even better
now. Yeah. So,
but this, you're finally happy with.
I'm so happy with. And yeah, I want you to spray it under some light so we can see.
Okay. I'm not going to go through the whole line. Our poor listeners are like, I can't see this.
So that has, I feel like I live on the intersection between, makeup artist, but also I started off on Instagram, so like influencer. And I wanted the brand to like resemble that. I feel like my packaging is super luxurious. What do you think?
I do. And rose gold just feels like your color. I feel like you often work in these tones on your clients.
Yeah,
too.
I love like blushes and stuff. So
yeah.
I wanted the packaging to feel
this is lovely. This is the I thought honestly you. When I looked at the oil in the bottle, I was like, oh God, this is gonna be disco heaven because it looks very sparkly. Then you put it on your skin and it turns to sheen.
Yeah, everything is very translucent. It's all about the pearl particle. So like one has
Did you get like a science lesson in pearl particles when you're making this?
This is really, really finely milled. I love that word.
Finely milled.
Finely pearl? Milled pearl. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's major.
And what color are they? Because I feel like sometimes when you put a silver, is it a mix of
this
cool
has
and warm?
Bronze, mm-hmm. gold, and pink pearls, and this one, A Dream, has gold and silver. So I named them. So I think a body oil is something that you put on at the very end of your makeup session, and you're about to walk on like the red carpet. I always put body glow on like the décolleté, the legs, the shoulders, and like things I always say to my clients are like, this is a moment, and like they become moments, and then you look like a dream. So I want to introduce to you A Dream and A Moment.
So A Moment is the bronzy one, and A Dream is the like champagne.
Yeah, because like when you want to feel like a little bit extra, like that's a moment.
Okay, I don't know that I'm gonna have body oil in my work day because I'm going back to the office right now, but I'm gonna have a moment at some point. This brings me to a question about one product. I don't see it here, But did you make a fan?
Yeah.
Is there a fan in your
Yeah,
line?
So I made
Tell
a fan.
Me about
so
the fan.
The fan was actually made because of my highlighting mist. So like there's a bunch of like highlighters like out there on the market, but I wanted to come out with a highlighter that like just made your skin look luminous and wet, but still pigmented.
Okay.
So I have three highlighting mists.
And they're spray.
Yeah, they're spray. So like the fan, they like the pearl particles just fall into your skin and melt into your skin.
But then they get everywhere.
No, they don't, because that's why we have a fan. So okay. The Major Glow Setting Fan, you actually use this to cover your eyes. You spray, or you cover this part and you spray. So we shape the fan. It's a rose gold fan, and it's like it's a little bit flexible, so you can.
But
shape.
You can even do this to yourself, like hold it where you don't want the shimmer to go. Yeah. Then you spray the shimmer. Aren't you going to get shimmer all over your lovely fan?
The fan is you can clean it. So we made sure that the fabric that you can clean.
That's genius, because these sprays come out and then they end up everywhere. You guys have to get a Patrick Ta fan. Does it have a cute name like everything else?
So this is called She's Extra.
And it is so extra.
So this is called She's Extra. And I really like, it's like, I feel like a tool that like you never know that you need it. Like you really, I feel like when you use setting spray, and like girls are always like using their hands to dry themselves or using like paper or using like eyeshadow palettes. Like now we have like a Major Glow.
I feel like also
fan.
If you got some tight braids or something and your scalp was itchy, you could like fan it with that. It has many uses, right?
Many uses.
She's extra. She's extra.
So, but I want to, can I tell you the names of my highlighters? Because
yes, please.
I love them. So we have a white pearl. It's called Look At Her.
Okay.
We have a pink pearl. So We Love Her. Okay. And then my gold pearl is called We Need Her.
Okay.
We need her.
I feel like these are things you say that I've heard these, you
these
say
are,
too.
These are, these like all these names are like phrases I say that come from a place of excitement. So like, look at her. Like,
isn't there a product? Is she younger than me?
Yeah, so.
What product is that?
So this is, I have three lip shines and a joke that me and my clients will always joke about, like when we're listening to music, and my one client always jokes with me because like she feels like I know no music, and she like plays like songs from the 80s and things that I will like say like.
Wait, who is it? Is it a musician?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a client. Jenna. Jenna DeWantin, and she always thinks that she loves listening to like the 80s And so a song from the 80s comes on, and I'm like, I've never heard that song before.
You weren't even born yet, so of course you didn't hear
it. Yeah, I've never heard that. I'm just so young. So this shade is a peach shade that's like a little bit more out there, and like I feel like a younger girl would wear this, but like maybe someone more mature was like, is she younger than me? I want that color.
Can I have that color? Is she younger than me? I need that one. All right, the line we could go through, we could actually hit some of the products, but everything's gorgeous in rose gold. But tell me this, you've also worked with other lines like Shiseido and La Mer. Are you still going to continue to work with other lines?
Yeah, La Mer I've been with since 2006.
And that's not going to stop because you did makeup, right?
No, no one uses just one product on their whole entire face. So
I'm so glad that brands realize that so they don't make you be exclusive that way.
Yeah, like honestly, La Mer has been just the best to work with, and they are all about skincare, and it just goes hands in hand. Like you need amazing skin to have amazing makeup.
Okay, so
makeup.
What if you came out with like, I found this Miracle Broth algae face cream I'm coming out with, then we might have a problem.
I would never do that. I love La Mer so much.
Okay, can we talk about some tips just because I have a makeup artist here and Jess isn't here, my co-host, so I need personal help.
I'll help you.
Ready? Two questions. Okay. First up, I'm getting married on May 31st.
Oh my gosh.
I'm considering doing my own makeup. Am I crazy?
I say no.
Okay, thank you. This is Patrick Ta. He says I'm allowed. Why do you say no? Because everybody's like, you're crazy.
One, because you're naturally beautiful. And two, because I feel like honestly, you are in the makeup industry and you know makeup. And I think girls know their faces. You know your face the best, and you know how you want to look. So, if you don't think like doing your makeup is stressful, then of course like do it yourself. But if you're someone who's like, I know nothing, I don't want to do
it,
like,
would stress
yeah,
me out.
It would stress you out. But if it doesn't stress you out, then obviously like if you feel beautiful doing your own makeup, then do your own makeup.
Amazing. See, I need a little bit. I'm nervous about the fact that I feel comfortable doing.
I hate when when makeup artists are always like, no, this is my way, or like, do it this way, or like, you look this way. Like, but girls, like, I always listen to what my clients have to say because they look at their face every single day. They're photographed all the time. They know how they want to look. It's their photo. It's their red carpet.
Quirks.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I listen to them, and they're usually right.
Yeah, because they know their own faces. Okay, second question. Let's talk mascara. This mm-hmm. is the Fat Mascara Podcast. I am forever and on a hunt for a non-smudging mascara. Tell me this. A girl leaves your chair. You watch her go out onto the red carpet to her event. I'm sure you're on Instagram and looking at pictures the next day to see how the makeup wore, right? Mm-hmm. What mascaras do you like that don't smudge? Because that's my issue.
So I'm not just saying this, but I really actually do love the Shiseido's mascara because I feel like the wand...
The new one in their like inky line?
Yeah, the wand just like... Like, not globs, but it just puts it on and you have thick black eyelashes.
Okay, that's not my problem, but then I feel like the thicker and blacker they look, the more likely it is to smudge. Do you do anything underneath the eye to prevent smudging?
It just depends on your face shape. If you have
like a smudgy face.
Yeah, if you have like bigger cheeks, always like when you smile, you like your eyelashes.
Like a Hadid, they probably get smudges. They have like gorgeous full cheekbones.
They actually don't ever get smudges. They're perfect.
Ugh, they're perfect. I hate them. Are they younger than me?
No, they're definitely. I'm kidding. Is she younger than me? I think so.
I think they're both younger than me. Okay, so the Shiseido one is good. Let's talk a couple more products.
I also love mascara. I mean, I also love Marc Jacobs Velvet Noir.
That's another really wet, thick, pigmented one. I love it though. All right. Because I like usually go for the blink tubing stuff, which doesn't give any drama, but like just so it stays, you know? But I'm going to try those. What do you hit pan in? Like before you made your own products, what eyeshadow shade was like, oh my God, I'm hitting pan again and again and again. I have to keep buying it. Works on everyone.
There was this, I don't use it that much anymore, but it's it was Anastasia Beverly Hills eyeshadow in the color Fawn. Ooh. That was like my transition color. But now I love
transition using, meaning from lash line to brow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So like now I love
crease color.
Yeah, like crease color.
Okay.
So I really love bronzers now. I feel like by using a bronzer instead of like a crease color, it just everything ties in better together.
So no matter what is on the lid proper or up near the brow bone, you tie it together with a bronzer.
If I'm using whatever contour color I'm using, I use that color.
I see. So what is it? It can't be a shimmery bronzer, right?
No, it needs to be matte.
So who makes a good matte bronzer?
Hoola.
From Benefit.
And yeah. They have like Hoola Light, they have regular Hoola, and they just came out with some new ones. So I don't know the names of them, but.
But you can use that in your crease. That's a good one.
Yeah, and like they blend really well. So, and honestly, you get a whole entire pan of bronzer as your
crease. You get like a bronzer-sized eyeshadow.
It's a big eyeshadow.
I like this. You're thinking value. That's the Arizona coming out in you. See, he hasn't gone to LA and forgotten us.
It's that $75 makeup that I need to think about.
Can you imagine if you charged that now, like Ariana Grande, like went through her agent and you're like, it'll be $75.
I remember like back then, like just going makeup shopping. I was like, good Lord, like why do people buy such expensive makeup? I would never buy this makeup. And like now.
Do you notice a difference?
Yes.
Well, now that you're, yeah, there is a difference,
there's
right?
a difference. But back then I was like, no.
Well, okay. So now that you know prestige products, you've worked with Shiseido and La Mer, is there still like a drugstore favorite that you like? You're like, you know what? They don't do much better than this, even in prestige.
I mean, I really think Maybelline has really good products. I think Maybelline has good mascaras. They have good eyeshadows. And especially, oh my God, their contour. So Gigi actually told me to use this. Like, I don't know if they make it anymore though, but.
From her collection?
No, it's not from her collection. It's like this contour stick. I still use it on her all the time. It's like this contour and highlight stick, but it's like the best gray undertone with like for contour.
So, and that's another trick then, I guess, that people don't realize. Like the orangey browns, that's not contouring, is it?
No, that's bronzer.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think that's contour, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you see when you're like on the subway in New York or in like LA and you're in a crowd and you're like, oh, everybody's doing this wrong with their makeup that you want to fix?
I don't think I ever feel that way because I never want to fix someone's makeup.
You just want them to, you come on. Don't you think like I could do that better?
No.
Oh, you're such a nice person. Okay, couple more questions. We talked about an eyeshadow you hit pan in. What about a blush?
So I really, right now, I feel like I'm not sponsored by Benefit, but I really love this Dallas blush color they have. It's like a bronzer slash blush because I feel like a lot of my clients don't like blush because they feel like they feel like it makes their cheeks round.
Yeah.
And so like they want to look sexy, not cute.
Okay.
Like girls want to look sexy. So this is like a bronzy flesh tone color. And I really love it. It's like you look sun-kissed, but also with like a little hint of pink.
But not like baby pink so they look like cheeky cherub.
No.
None of your girls look like that. Adriana Lima looks like she's going to eat me for breakfast. Like
she loves like just eating like.
She's got green. There was this green glitter look that she did. I think you did it on her recently.
Yeah, I just did it the other day.
She looked like the sexiest leprechaun alive. I just keep talking about Adriana Lima. Oh, sorry. Go on.
Yeah, doing her makeup, I leave feeling. Oh my God, like I am doing Adriana Lima and that look was iconic. She can literally wear everything and she looks good in anything. And when I point the camera at them, they like get like flustered and weird. Like when you point the camera at her, she just looks into the lens and like
She brings it.
Like, and those videos, like, it's like some of the most views I've ever gotten in my life.
Always think when the girls are doing that video where they turn their head.
Do you want to try it?
No, Patrick. Oh my God. I would get the giggles right in the middle of it. I don't know how they hold that pose. You're laughing too. What are you doing behind the camera when they're doing that? Are you just also giving them back diva look?
I'm giving them back like affirmations like, oh, you look great, like iconic. That's major. This is a moment. Like, work it. Yes, this position, that position.
You just named every shade in your line, by the way. That's like all your language that you use in the line. I love it. This is a moment, right?
It's a moment.
Okay, last question. You travel a ton. You just launched this line. You must be stressed out. What does Patrick Ta do to like just chill?
Go to the movies.
What's your favorite movie?
I love like action, like superhero movies.
Okay.
I love going to the movies because I feel like you just sit there, you're not doing anything, but you're also getting entertained.
Will you go by yourself?
I've been by myself, but when I'm like, if I'm at home, like I want to hang out with my friends. I feel like I barely get to be home. So yeah. When I'm home, I want to hang out with my friends.
And what do you get at the concession stand?
Too much. I always get candy. I always get like a large water, maybe sometimes like a sparkling water.
And skin large, looks so good. Who goes to the movies and gets a large water? Patrick Ta.
I mean, I'm obsessed with boba, so I drink boba every single day, and it's so bad for you. I feel like I have, like, a boba, like, belly, and it is not cute.
What's the best boba in L.A.?
I really love Gongcha. It's I found it in Tokyo, and the one in Tokyo is way better, and it's way, like, it moves way quicker, and, like, the line is, like, around the corner, but it just moves so quick. But the one in L.A. is still great, but I still love it. But I literally drink boba every day and I cannot stop. I try to stop myself and I'll tell my assistants like, do not get me boba today. And if you do, like I'll be so mad at you. And then like later like, go get me boba now.
As far as vices and addictions go, I feel like that's not such a bad one. Your line is gorgeous. I mean, by the time we air this episode, it's probably already going to be sold out at Sephora, but we'll put lots of links on the blog to it. Thank you so much for coming on Fat Mascara.
Thank you. That was so fun.
Okay, good. I'm glad it wasn't stressful.
Yay.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.